Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Right, well, iwi leaders have met with the Prime Minister at Waitangi. Once again, co-governance was the topic. They want the government to rebrand the concept completely and start calling it something else, perhaps mahi tahi. Newstalk ZB Chief Political Reporter Aaron Darman is in Waitangi. Hi, Aaron.
Good afternoon, Heather. Muggy Waitangi.
Is the government going to do it? Is it mahi tahi now?
Well, according to Prime Minister Chris Hipkins, not officially. When I asked him, look, you know, during this meeting, was it specifically raised that co-governance would be replaced by mahi tahi, would be replaced at all? He said, no, not specifically. But then he went on to say he loves the phrase mahi tahi. And you'd think that if this is a rebranding exercise, it's a smart way to do it, start to introduce it in the vernacular, and then slowly it starts to go into the official kind of presentations, into the podium presentations as well. And then you end up with an official term, mahi tahi, and suddenly it's part of the government's work program.
What's the iwi reasoning, or iwi leaders' reasoning here?
Well, the iwi leaders say that, in many ways, co-governance has become this talking point where politicians have exploited, they say, fear, resulting from, in many ways, a lack of clarity around the debate. And Chris Hipkins has sort of come into bat for them, saying, look, politicians who do exploit that fear resulting from a lack of clarity in co-governance need to reflect on their actions. Read into that, he's targeting National and ACT. And in many ways, they want a replacement of that term so that they can move forward with a fresh perspective.
What is your vibe on what Chris Hipkins is going to do? Is he going to stick with co-governance? Is it something that he's going to continue to roll out the remainder of this electoral term?
My vibe is that he may stick with the principle of co-governance, but it won't be called that. It may well be called mahi tahi. May well be called working together.
Is that going to work, Aaron?
Well, whether or not it works is an open question, because I think up here, iwi leaders and the people that are involved in the discussions are very receptive to that kind of rhetoric, that kind of talk. But of course, as you go across the country, well, it depends on whether or not people actually will buy that, whether people will actually read into that as it's a different approach, or is it just rebranding something that already exists?
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it. Aaron Darman, Newstalk ZB Chief Political Reporter.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.